Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. You know, Jeff and I are always looking to get smarter. We ask you that at the end of the show all the time. We say, why are you smarter? Well, this is one of the reasons why you're smarter for listening to the show. We love having him on the air. Man, he's got a great grip of what it's like to play here in Cleveland, at least, you know, be a member of the Browns. And then also, great college career. And, of course, he knows football. And I love talking to him. He is former Browns quarterback, Josh Booty, and he is on the Fan Hotline. Josh, what's up? How are you?
Hi, Josh.
I'm doing wonderful, guys. How are you? It's always fun to be on the Fan, my man.
We love having you on. There are a million different directions I want to go. First, I got to ask you as an LSU guy, what is going on at LSU?
A lot of slop. It's bad. You know, when you don't have a run game, The pass game suffers, and Nussmeier's having a rough go this year, but rightly so. I mean, he's in third and long a lot of times, and we've had injuries out wide. And, of course, the change now at the head coaching position in the interim, Frank Wilson walks in, and they get an off week and have to go play Bama, you know, Saturday, tomorrow. So very crazy times. The AD has changed as well this week with Virg Osbury taking on the AD position. And just a ton of stuff and turnover. And you know, of course, we don't know who's the next head coach, but I've got an idea of five or six names, as the whole world knows, probably the five or six names that's out there. And I've been doing a little research, but I think they're going to take their time and try to make the right decision. And last time when they hired Brian Kelly, they did it quickly. And it didn't turn out well. So hope it does this time.
So when you get the gig, will you still join the show? That's all I care about.
I wish. You know, my name is not on the short list, and I'm not going to Baton Rouge. I mean, I play a little bit too much golf to they would probably fire me after week one because I'd be on the golf course.
Plus, you got to watch Clemson for a couple more years here, don't you?
Exactly. They play Florida State this week in a rivalry game, but both those teams are suffering a lot like LSU is. So an unusual year for college football, to say the least.
How's your son doing? Is he hanging in? We're looking for some stats. We got to give him some stats.
He is. He's played in a couple ball games, but he's backing up. He's running twos and threes all the time. So he's got that first round receiver ahead of him at X. So maybe next year he'll get some playing time. He's a redshirt freshman. You got to pay your dues, man. And he works hard. He loves it there. He does love Dabo. But you know, they're going to have to dip into the portal, and he's going to have to change some things there, and he knows it. So Clemson's going to look a whole lot different next year than they do this year, I would assume. And for him to keep his job, he's got to go out there in the portal and grab a bunch of guys and load up. You know, the good teams that are – the teams that are grabbing guys and loading up are the teams that are having significant seasons. So you just kind of got to look at the stats now of the, you know, and it's crazy because every year is a different year, and you got a different nucleus of players in your locker room. It's just it's one year at a time type deal. College football's changed.
Nothing like when you were playing. Nothing.
You know, it was a system deal, a lot like what Dabo, you know, has done over the past two decades. Is just create like value in the system with recruiting and bringing guys up and through the program. Gone are those days, and he's having to learn the hard way, but. You know, and he's such a good guy. And, you know, a lot of people don't like him because he's kind of high school Harry or college, you know, Charlie. But, man, he is freaking on it every day. And he's got to figure out a way to go, you know, dip into the portal when he wanted to stay kind of doing what he was doing, you know, when college football was different. The landscape has changed. So he's got to go out there and do some different things and try to build this thing up one year at a time again, like everybody else. I got to go get some players.
Josh Booty joining us, former Browns quarterback, former Major League Baseball player. Big news here earlier in the week, Josh, and it was when Kevin Stefanski announced coming out of the bye week. And by the way, I'm going to give up play calling. Tommy Rees is going to be our play caller now. But before we get to that, in particular with Tommy Rees, does it matter if your head coach is calling the plays, if the offensive coordinator is calling the plays, especially from a quarterback standpoint?
Well, it depends on who those guys are. You know, I mean, if you've got a guy, you know, much like Shanahan or McVay, or, you know, they've had, you know, head coaches have had success recently winning Super Bowls, going deep into the playoffs, guys that are masterminds of offense. I mean, as a quarterback, all you want to do is feel secure about what's going on around you, right? Do you have players around you? Do you have a guy that understands how to call plays and situations, and it's a feeling that you get when you're with your offensive coordinator or head coach, whoever's calling the plays. It's that feeling that you get. It's the warm and fuzzies, right? It's we feel like I know what we're doing. I feel confident with the guy that's calling plays. It's like Bill Walsh and Joe Montana, or Bill Walsh and Steve Young. It's just a good feel. North Turner and Troy Aikman. You know, those guys, they were inseparable. And when you think of one, you think of the other. And I think that's what really helps a quarterback, is to have that guy that's like the big brother, that's always with you, that's around, that you spend so much time in the building with, getting ready for those Sunday matchups, right? And if a head coach is doing all the other stuff that he's got to do and all the responsibilities of being a head coach, and he doesn't get that quality time with that quarterback in that quarterback room, then the team suffers because they're not on the same page, or even if they are on the same page, they're not on that ultimate page. And I think that's really where you want to get to, is having a quarterback relationship with a play caller that is just second to none.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh, look at the Browns situation. I mean, you got two rookies here. You got rid of your two veterans. And I know there are a lot of fans here that want to see Sanders, but I just think they didn't do Gabriel or Sanders any favors by drafting both of these guys this year. Just give me your big overall picture on the Browns, and in particular, diving into that two rookie format that they decided to use.
Definitely tough. I mean, when I saw that Shadur was drafted, and I'm a Deion guy, I love Deion, been around him a lot, and he's a buddy, but when they drafted Shadur, you know, I know Dylan through my nephew General backed him up at Oklahoma. They were great friends. He went to the Heisman Trophy presentation with Dylan.
Wow.
You know, Dylan was like, wow, I wonder why they would draft a guy to be in the quarterback room right after they drafted him. So, I mean, looking over your shoulder a little bit, and then the media, of course, you know, glorifies, of course, the Shadur draft pick, you know, and his status in the national spotlight stuff. I mean, all that, it's got to be hard on Dylan, and then Shadur's got to go prove himself too, because they're not paying him as much. He was a guy that maybe should have been drafted early, and people didn't want to jump in there on him. So, I mean, it's tough for both of them, to be honest. You know, Shadur's not going to get the reps and first, you know, first look as well as he probably thought he was before the draft. I'm going to go in and shock the world. Well, you know, I was a six rounder. You don't get to shock the world if you're not on the field, you know. So it's very difficult. Dylan is a good hand. He's a gamer. We all know that. He's like a little Steve Young type of guy, a player. He plays hard, you know, scrappy. I saw some footage of both of them in warmups the other day, and I commented. I mean, they both probably need some work with their throwing motions and different things that they're doing. I was just taking a really close look at them, and I love breaking down quarterbacks, and that's kind of what I do on the side now. But you know, it's fun to watch these two progress and try to make a name for themselves at the next level. The NFL's not easy, man, and every week is such a challenge. But I think Dylan, emotionally and experience-wise, was ready for that opportunity. And Shador's been in the limelight too, and he's played in a lot of games. But I think Dylan's played in some monster games at Oklahoma and Oregon that set him up for a little bit earlier success. So we'll wait and see what happens. But I hate that both of them are having to kind of deal with each other in the locker room. And that's a tough situation, man, because unless they have a good friendship, it's going to be rough every day in there because they're both just going for it, you know.
What do you think Dylan needs? Like, you know, if you're sitting there watching him, and is it what we've seen here in Cleveland so far in his, you know, limited starts that he's had, is he the Dylan that you know, or do you think he's the Dylan that's trying to figure out the NFL game and being in sync with his head coach?
Yeah, there's probably multiple reasons that he's not as, you know, you when you play at Oregon or at Oklahoma, if you've got guys around you, your team is stacked compared to most teams you play. So 95% of the time you're favored and you're rolling and you're putting up unbelievable numbers. When you get, it's kind of like a major league baseball hitter. When you get to the big leagues, you're facing the best pitchers in the world, and you might not hit 330 like you've hit in double A or something. So I think it's just him adjusting to the NFL game, getting the ball out, you know, quick and accurate, because that's what, you know, that's what he's going to have to play to. Because that's his strengths. If you got to play to your strengths and be on the same page, like you said, with your offensive coordinator, play caller. And I think that's where he's got to figure out, you know, he's got to get some of that experience at that level and go, okay, I can do certain things and I can't do certain things, because he's not John Elway. He's not Josh Allen. You know, he's a little guy that needs to complete balls, throw on time, be scrappy, make plays outside the pocket, be elusive when he has to. But you've got to make all the little throws. And we saw that at Oregon, but it's much easier because the cards are stacked. He's got the cards stacked in his favor. Now at Cleveland, he's got them stacked against him most of the time. So now he's got to be better than he's ever been, you know. And that's just like being a hitter in the big leagues. When you get there, you got to be better than you've ever been. And that's where he's at.
Josh, when you looked at these guys when they were in college, and obviously you knew both of them, knowing Dion and your nephew being with Dylan, did you think one was more NFL quarterback than the other?
I didn't think either one of them were quite like big time NFL guys, to be honest with you. And I liked them both. I think Dylan has the makeup in terms of study habits, training, team guy, leadership, intangibles, savviness, like all this stuff that he has. I think he was more ready to probably step in like Cleveland has thought and put him in there earlier. Shador, of course, a bigger guy, a little stronger guy, probably bigger arm. But I don't, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen them both throw, you know, on the field at the same time. I'd love to come to a Cleveland game and just watch pregame, to be honest with you, just to see the zip on the ball, and especially come in a cold weather environment when the wind's blowing, because I know how tough it is. The guys in that division who've really done well through the years are the guys with huge arms like Bradshaw and Roethlisberger and Flacco, because it is tough in December, and we're getting into late, you know, into November and December, and in the second half of the year, man, a lot of these tough games. So I think it's harder to play late in the season in those cities and in Cleveland than early in the season. So now it gets harder as the season goes on. So it's going to be fun to watch. I was, of course, around when Tim Couch was there, and he had some arm problems. And man, it was hard for him to throw that out route with the arm problems because he didn't have the zip on it, and the ball would float a little bit. And I think you've got to have that. And if you can cut the wind and really let it go like Favre in the, you know, in Lambeau, then you've got a real chance to go deep in the playoffs. If you can't, it's going to be difficult in those cities where you're playing outdoors, and Cleveland is one of them.
Mm. All right, Josh, we know you got a roll. We always appreciate your time. Tell Parker to stay at 6 foot. If he doesn't grow anymore, he'll have a chance to play for the Browns, because we don't like wide receivers over 6 foot here for some reason. So tell him to stay at 6 foot.
I'll tell him. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Always fun to be with y'all.
Love having you on. Thanks, Josh. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.